Coming up on October 3rd at the Sandusky State Theater, Craig, you can see Miss America's from the past and our very own Jacqueline Mayer, Miss America 1963, who, from Sandusky. She's still obviously in the area, and she's doing something very special called Celebrate America, inviting some of her, as they call them, Miss America sisters. And Jackie joins us this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Well, let me start off by saying to you that looks like it's going to be an exciting event with all the talent that you have from the different Miss Americas. And we just recently crowned a new Miss America, Betty Cantrell. She serves for the now upcoming year, so she's like the 2016 Miss America. Did you have a chance to see the pageant this year?
Oh, yes. In fact, I went to the pageant, and it was a very exciting presentation of the three preliminary events, and then the Sunday night was wonderful. Betty is just a lovely young lady, and of course her talent. She sings opera, and it is fantastic.
I don't know about you, but being there in the audience, but watching it on TV when her talent erupted, we saw dancers and singers and people doing different things, but when she was singing that, I really felt it, and it seemed to me like that's really what kind of solidified her her win, I guess, in a sense.
Yes, and you know what? I have been judging pageants on and off, and when you have an outstanding interview, which most of these young ladies did, in fact, in the top 10, then you kind of look for what they do in talent and their swimsuit and their evening gown and how they walk and how they present themselves. But the talent is so important, because this is what she's going to be speaking and using her talent throughout the whole year. So she was a fantastic opera singer, and I'm just so proud to call her a sister.
I also thought she it was interesting because of the different questions that they get. You know, there's always that point where they ask the contestants a question. They only give them 20 seconds to solve the world's problems or something, which is always difficult to do. She ended up with the Tom Brady Deflategate question. So in a sense, she kind of had to pick a side and either, you know, cause.
Well, and I think that's kind of sad that she had that question, because she doesn't watch football, and she had to come up with that. Probably, for me, I wouldn't know whether it was. And the problem is that the court had decided that he was free of this whole problem. Right. So it's a mute case. I mean, you don't have to answer the question. And I think that when you start singling out different people for a question, then I don't believe that in that. I think that you have to have a question that requires some thought, and that was not the question that. And she did well. I mean, she did well.
Jackie, do you remember what you were asked?
Yes, and it was something that was an easy question, actually. I think it was what will you remember most about Atlantic City besides the Miss America contestants? And I said something about the people who were so kind and caring and loving towards all the contestants, something like that.
Was Bert Parks part of your pageant?
Yes, he was. He was a wonderful man. I gained a great deal of respect for him because he was there during rehearsals the entire time. Oftentimes, somebody will come in and rehearse the girls' names and that type of thing, but he was there the entire time, and he sat down with each and every one of us or in a group, and he would talk to us and encourage us, and it was just he really was a wonderful man.
Well, it was so nice to hear them use his recording of the song when they had her walk down the runway to that too. So
Yeah, it was very, very special, and we just needed that song to come back.
And I hope that the Miss America pageant kind of gets on a solid footing again. There was times where it was kind of pushed around and left to, you know, different times. What year, when is it being done? But maybe things have solidified a little bit. And you've got something coming up that we have you on the phone to talk about is the Celebrate America, where you, I guess, Miss America Sisters, it is a sisterhood, right? And you kind of stay in contact?
Yes, it is. It's a sisterhood, and we are very, we love each other. We come together a couple times a year, and not only the Miss America pageant, but other times, and we just sit and talk and reflect and then talk about the future as to our sisterhood, but also individual thoughts. So we are bringing together the first time ever 8 more Miss America sisters. And it is going to, of course, be on Saturday, October 3rd, at the Sandusky State Theater here in Sandusky, Ohio, and it starts at 7:20 p.m. It's a different time than everybody else starts, but the 7:20 will be the color guard, which will be 6 young people who are part of EHOBE, and they will do the color guard. And then also then the national anthem being sung by Katie Harmon, who has a classical voice. I mean, she is amazing. And she is an actress. She's a speaker. She speaks on cancer, actually. And she's a wonderful vocalist and author. So then the show starts about 7:30, and it will be about 2 hours. And then it will be over with, and people would just say, oh my goodness. And we have a very special guest that we are going to, I have a very good friend who has ALS, Cindy Amerine, and she wrote a song actually I think God was speaking through her, and she was putting the song down. And we had wonderful people who, Mary Jo O'Regan and her husband Michael, put the music together, and they are going to be in the audience. Mary Jo is going to sing the song on stage, and we will have a wonderful person who will do ballet, coming from, actually from Youngstown, and she will be there to dance the dance that Cindy wrote. So we will talk a little bit about ALS, and you know, one of the things is that each Miss America contestant, whether it's local, state, or national, has a platform, and we are just kind of continuing the platform idea with our sisterhood. But we have 8 more Miss Americas, B.B. Shaw from 1948 to Mallory Hagan, who is 2013. We have Kelly Cash, who is the niece of Johnny, so he don't want to miss her. She is a wonderful singer, and she does a lot of gospel and musical theater. And all these women who are just outstanding women who love, and they are professional, and they sing, and they dance, and they play the piano, and it will be a fantastic concert, a patriotic concert.
Yeah, and it's a testament a little bit to sort of the women themselves, what they got out of the Miss America, the pageant at the time, and how they continued on with their lives, and mothers, grandmothers, that type of a thing, yet even intergenerational between somebody who was crowned in 2013 to someone back in 1948, they probably all have a common experience.
Well, we do, because we have all walked that runway and had that crown placed upon our heads. That is our what we have in common, but we all have gone our separate ways, and we come together because we are vocalists or pianists or dancers, and we are professional. We have done this for a living. We have gone out on stage to sing or dance or play the piano. These women have been amazing, and hopefully, you know, they will continue doing what they love to do. But it's really a wonderful sisterhood, and I am so pleased that they are coming together, because this is the first time we've had something like this, to bring in some Miss Americas who are professional singers, dancers, and pianists, and perform for a appreciative audience. I'm just so excited about this whole thing, and we're going to take it on the road. Next year, we have a couple things that, a couple events that we will present to very large audiences, and it's a new and good thing that we are doing, I think.
Again, it's called Celebrate America. It comes up on Saturday, October 3rd at the Sandusky State Theater. I'm looking at all the different people that you have there. I wonder how many of those are former Miss Texas, only because when I was growing up and watching Miss America, Texas always seemed to be somewhere in the top five, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe.
Well, I think that was the other pageant, actually.
Okay.
But the Miss America pageant is a talent pageant. These women have to have a talent to get as far as they have. And we have, you know, like Debbie Barnes is a 1968, and she is a pianist, and she is a professor, and she has she's a music ministry, and she performs all over the country. Dorothy Bannon, who is 1977, and she is a classical vocalist. She's done sung with many, many orchestras and symphonies around the country. She's been on Broadway, and she does opera. Susan Powell, 1981, who is a vocalist also. She's been an actress, and she's traveled around the country doing many shows. And she was a TV host for about 12 years when they had Home Matters on the Discovery Channel. I'm sure that a lot of people remember Home Matters. They had all kinds of... She would have guests that would do sewing and singing and cooking and all kinds of things. And then we had Katie Harmon. I talked about her, but Erica Dunlap, who is a country singer, she's a vocalist, she is an actress, and she is a speaker on women and girls empowerment. She was here in Sandusky the year that she was Miss America, and she was speaking on diversity. We went to Chet Mack's restaurant, and we had pictures taken, and she went in to make a pizza, and she had a great time. So hopefully we will go back to that restaurant and have somebody bring us some pizza.
Well,
and then we have Mallory Hagen, 2013. She is a dancer, and she does a lot of speaking on child abuse prevention programs. And one of our programs that we are going to give money to will be Michael's House here in Sandusky for sexually and physically abused children. We also are giving three more scholarships to, for instance, my mother's scholarship, which will be for college juniors and seniors, who will inspire students by becoming performance music majors or music teachers or choir or orchestra directors, and they will inspire young people to pursue their music education. So, you know, it's a wonderful event. on Saturday, October 3rd, at 7:20 at the Sandusky State Theater. I'm hoping that your listeners will go online at SanduskyState.com or call the Sandusky Theater, Sandusky State Theater, at 419-626-1950, and get some tickets, because it is going to be an amazing, amazing show, and we are coming together and to present this show to this audience.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun night. Celebrate America is what it's called, and it's former Miss Americas, including Jackie Mayer, Miss America 1963. We appreciate your time this morning and putting this together and bringing this to our area, which you said then we'll be taking a little bit on the road. So here's a chance for people to see it firsthand, again, coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. Jackie, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate memories, too.
Thank you very much, Bruce. I appreciate that.